Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Trevor Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road to Novi in the Suburban Collection Showplace for MMA, the Michigan Manufacturers Association's I Love Manufacturing Forum. Here's some excerpts.
The use of the internet, the subscribers of the internet has grown by 2 billion worldwide. And in that 2 billion, we know there are people who are playing in the arena that are not doing the right things. So the practicality is, if you think about it, that person in their basement with a hoodie, you know, trying to get financial wealth out of this arrangement, that they sent out on Monday malware to 10,000 targets. And let's just say they're not very good. And they're able to get 1% that they're able to obtain ransomware to get the company back online. Does anybody want to guess what the average price of ransomware is on an individual basis? These guys can't answer.
To buy it.
To get your computer unfrozen. Well, and it's going to vary based upon how big the hooks I have into the organization. But literally, we're talking about a few $100, $400 to $500. So if I've only gotten 1% of those 10,000 I sent back out, by the end of the day, the following day, if I've gotten the $400 times 1% or 100, I'd say that's a pretty good day at the office.
Right.
I might take Friday off.
Yes, and so it doesn't have to be about what you're making or the data you have. It's just that you were an easy mark, and you know I can collect some ransom because you want to meet your delivery requirements to your customers. And so ransomware, I think, is on the rise. And I thought the question you were asking, which is, if I'm a hacker, I can go on the dark web and find the tools to do this for almost nothing. So, you know, okay, I can put on my black hat and go be a hacker. There are places in the web where you can buy the tools to do this at a relatively low cost. So you don't even need to be writing the code anymore. You can buy it and just initiate it.
And the application of Bitcoins, it is terrific customer service. There's an 800 line, there's a website that you can go out and buy it. It's easy, simple.
And there are actually hacking sites that have 24-hour customer support as well. So if you don't understand the malware you just bought, somebody will help.
I'm actually currently investigating a hack on a fairly major government organization that was done with completely free to download tools called Metasploit, where they're able to get into a system and gain access to the root domain controller on a major government network with nothing but free tools they can download from GitHub.
So we have the government being proactive in this area across all industries, and there are several standards that were listed before the NIST standards, where there's some compliance deadlines at the end of this year. If you guys would just comment a little bit about how you see companies getting compliant, and really why is NIST caring about this?
So actually, for the past few years, the Department of Defense, GSA, and NASA have been very concerned about the espionage factor that Dave has talked about. So last May, they adopted a standard called NIST 800-171, which is dealing with specifically controlled unclassified information. Because we all know that classified and top secret information has been well contained. But when you take unclassified information, which is basically confidential information like drawings, part numbers, you can figure out how to build a car, a plane, a tank. And so those standards were put into place last May. And the deadline for being compliant to those standards is the end of this year. So there are 14 families, which really pretty much follows the NIST cybersecurity framework that Rebecca talked about. And there are 110 control points, most of which is documentation, good hygiene. So many companies are rapidly adopting this. It is also part of human nature that if the deadline is at the end of the year, when do we start process.
And so, Greg, what, so let's say I'm a manufacturer in the audience today and I read this and I go, this is just too much, I don't know what to do. And really, who cares if I'm complying on December 31st? Is somebody going to be at my door on the first of the next year saying, okay, show me your compliance?
So we're not the business of enforcement, so no, but we'll be knocking on your door.
Well, not you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other way. Where do I start, right? So I've told you today about some of those tools, but we also have people in the field. We have people who are called protective security advisors, and we have the cyber security advisor. Those people are in, there's actually people in Michigan right now that will assist you in helping you get started. There are other tools available to you. In fact, aside from the downloadable stuff, I believe I put it in the ebook. I hope. If not, I'll add it. But there's a business continuity planning tool.
We want to thank you so much for being with us, and we want to thank all of our guests, and we'll look forward to spending time with you next time right here. From all of us at the Michigan Business Network, we wish you a very prosperous day.